America's top 73 hit song countdown for 1987 today on the program. Cher wanted to beat Casey Kasem to the punch again this year by revealing the number one song more than a week before the official end of the year. So listen, if some hot shot recording star comes up with some monster hit record that takes the country by storm in the next few days and becomes number one on Casey's list, just remember that Casey and the rock stars are just doing that to spite Tear.
That's right.
All those rock stars hate Tear ever since he dropped Madonna to date Cybill Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
Here's that old heartbreaker now.
Thank you very much, Buzz Baxter. They do hate me in Hollywood. The rock stars do. We'll show them. Casey's, well, he's jealous. I make cracks about him standing on phone books. He doesn't like that at all. We wind down with the last few tunes. We have about an hour left to the program, and it looks like we're going to make them all this year for a change. Tonight, we have U of L basketball starting at 6:50 p.m., our pregame show, and the tip-off set for a little past 7:30. Sorry, I told you earlier that the picture was available over ESPN. It's blacked out in Louisville. So we are your sole source for the ball game tonight. If you want to hear it live, hear it on 84 WHAS with Van Vance and Jock Sutherland, courtside from Freedom Hall. Gary, what number are we up to?
25.
One of my faves of the whole year. I thought this one would rank a little bit higher. Just a few weeks ago, Soviet General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev stepped onto American turf and shook hands with our Ron Reagan, invited him into the White House. They talked about cutting back on this missile proliferation in the world. And they eventually did sign some sort of treaty that limited how many intermediate-range missiles you could plant around the world. They say we have enough missiles now to kill everybody on the planet 20 times over. So I think we probably have enough in place, fellas. So they've signed some sort of pact here. But you know, these two guys didn't trust each other, not one moment. In one hand, they're shaking. In the other hand, they're crossing their fingers and holding it behind their backs. Ron and Mikhail did put a little record together, though, when they were at the White House. And it's called A Man Can't Be Too Careful What He Signed. It's Ron Bo and Mikhail Gorbachev.
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you non-deplume it today? Who possibly could care if you do?
The un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
and let's take
a stand, for this brave, new land, for who wants, to live, so conserve,
conservative,
I don't he don't disagree,
but a man can't be too careful what he signs these days.
Mikhail's old lady Raisa said, let's get one more mink coat before we leave, shall we?
24.
Let's go to Tiffany's. I want a diamond bracelet.
5:46 at 84 WHAS. Counting down the top tunes on the year, and our program director says we're up to number 24. You know these guys. I'm not sure I love them anymore, though. I've promised you that we'd have snow by Christmas, and they cannot deliver. The Chenoweth boys. Come on, fellas. You made it up to number 24 on this year's countdown. Do a snow dance.
Highest engine, we got it all. We got super appliances.
It's gonna rain again. No, fellas, please just.
No low prices you can afford. You can't.
It's raining. Do a snow dance. We want snow for Christmas, not a flood. All right. They just, they don't hear. Yeah, take the showers with you, will you, fellas?
23.
Thank you very much. Take the showers and get out of here. 23 in our countdown this year. Comes from Joe Beesman Hall. If you were listening a little while ago, you heard his rap when he was running for governor, the run for the office rap. Well, it wasn't too much later than Joe Beesman Hall decided he was getting out of the political arena. realized he wasn't going to become the next governor of the state of Kentucky, so he threw eyes filled with tears. He penned out this rap song. It's his concession rap after losing the election.
Mr. John Y. Brown throws a big free lunch. That's to win him the election, at least that's my hunch. Now I can truly say I gave him my best shot, but it's hard to whoop a man with the money he's got. So I'm dropping out of the race to save a little face and get them Cardinal fans right off of my case. Just give me a little time to get some things in line, to call on the Big Blue to help me in 92. I'll be out there meeting y'all every spring, summer, and fall. Do you give me that big call to be Governor Joe B. Hall? I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. I'm on the. Uh-oh. I ran out of music. Dadgummit. Let me just finish this last part. Acapella. I'm on the road again. White boy.
Of course, that big picnic lunch that John Y. Brown threw fell a little bit short, too. If he'd handed out lottery tickets at that lunch, well, things might have changed a little bit, but
22.
We all know the outcome. There's another theme song in this program that's highly requested over the telephone lines. It's Marconi and the Seven Tuning Knobs, the radio theme.
You don't have to look at pictures on the radio. It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while the show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all. Just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Tell them what you look like on the radio. Cause if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you at me,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio.
Ah, terrific.
R-A-D-I-O.
Your television.
R-A-D-I-O.
You're wearing wonders.
R-A-D-I-O.
More vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
Thank you, Marconi.
And thank you, boys. It's 549 at 84 WHAS. This is Terry Miners counting down the top tunes for 1987. Tomorrow on this broadcast, we do our annual Christmas Eve parade down mythical Spud Street. So pull along a blanket and a lawn chair and join us for that starting about 4 o'clock. And then Thursday, I go shopping with last-minute shoppers, scurrying around looking for gifts in the ravaged malls with the only hours before having to plop them under the tree and pretend like you'd thought about this prize-giving deal weeks in advance when actually you'd just bought something at the corner drugstore at 6:45, right when they were throwing. Come on, get out of here. Our employees want to go home and have Christmas, too. We'll do that Thursday afternoon, plus close out with a Christmas party on my street. It's the infamous Miss Gaga Christmas Eve party Thursday night. Then I'm off on vacation for a while. Coach Denny Crum show up in a few minutes. And in about an hour, we'll have live coverage of the University of Louisville's ball game tonight with Eastern Kentucky from Freedom Hall. Pre-game starts in an hour, and tip-off set for a little past 7:30.
Hi, this is Doug McKelvin. If you listen to 84 WHAS, you know that we give away our share of cars. That's because we know you like to win them. We also know you like winning deals on cars you buy, and that attracts quality car dealers to advertise. D.L. Browning of Browning Pontiac says his advertising works.
We've been using WHAS radio for the past 2 years. And it's been the best 2 years we've had since we opened the door 16 years ago.
Marlon Browning says the customers come from near and far.
At Browning Pontiac, we not only service customers in our area, we also reach out into all parts of Kentucky and even into other states. This success has been made possible because of the unequal listening area of WHAS radio.
Put us to work for your business. Just call 582-7800 and make 84 WHAS the strongest member of your marketing team.
There's only a few more hours, so hurry to Sears' last-minute shopping sale this Wednesday only. Save on every dishwasher, dress shirt, hair dryer, bike and trike, microwave, slipper, VCR, TV, recliner, every coat, jacket, and every watch. And save 10 to 50% on lots more. We're open till 11 at night, so run out to Sears. before you run out of time.
Here's more for your Christmas.
Wednesday till 11 p.m.
Tonight, the University of Louisville Cardinals swing into action at Freedom Hall against Eastern Kentucky University. 84 WHAS will bring you the call of the game with Van Vance and Jock Sutherland. Listen for pregame coverage beginning at 6:50 tonight. Tip-off time 7:30 for U of L versus Eastern on the 50,000-watt voice of Cardinal basketball.
There's only one place for the Louisville Cardinals, 84 WHAS.
Here's what meteorologist Gary Rizzo serves up tonight. Becoming mostly clear and cold, low 26. Tomorrow's high in the 50s. 53 with sunny conditions. Christmas Eve, cloudy with showers, windy and mild, and 57 the high. Then Christmas Day, it starts to feel a little more Christmas-like. Windy, much colder, and flurries likely, and the high only at 33 for Christmas Day. And he says there's a chance we may see a little more action than that out of the skies the day after Christmas, too. So keep your fingers crossed. If you're going to get a new sled for Christmas, you may put it to use this coming weekend. Time now for the Coach Denny Crum Show, a service of Hannon Oldsmobile.
This is Van Vance with Head Coach Denny Crum as the Cardinals go into action against Eastern, the Colonels, tonight at Freedom Hall. 7:30 is tip-off. Broadcast time will be 6:50. We're going to take about a minute or so here to talk to Coach Crum now. He'll be back right before the game to give us a more in-depth report on his team and, of course, on Eastern as well. You know, Coach Crum, Eastern last year, they were one of the top three teams in the nation, I think third in the nation in three-point shots. And they did lose Antonio Paris, but they have a pretty good basketball team coming in. And they're not timid again this year, apparently, about shooting that three-pointer, which is going to have to be a factor in your defensing in this game.
Now, that changes your whole philosophy. What we've got to do then in that regard is to make sure that we get out on those guys, not give so much help inside, and we'll have to rely a lot more on Purvis and Herb and Kenny and Felton and those guys on the inside to do their job one-on-one without the help. Because on a team that shoots as many as they do and hits them as well, and you sag in there to help and they kick it out, they're obviously going to shoot it with confidence. And when they do that, they're going to make a bunch of them because they're going to come in here loose. They know they're not supposed to win. It's a big game for them, probably the biggest game on their schedule, and they're playing against an in-state rival, and they're going to be loose. And our guys are going to have to play with the same intensity for 40 minutes. Hopefully, we'll get to play two halves. I mean, we have yet to play two halves in a game like we want to play it.
All right, Coach, we'll be back with Coach Crum, of course, right before the game, as it's Eastern, a team that lost to Indiana in this past week, but a good basketball team coached by Max Good. We'll be on the air with Jock tonight. This is Van Vance, Sports 84, WHAS.
Come on down to
Hannon Oldsmobile. Hannon Oldsmobile, over the past 20 years, has aligned itself with a quality product and made its name synonymous with value, honesty, and fairness. As recipient of the Time Quality Dealer and Elite Dealer Awards, Hannon Oldsmobile offers a large and varied inventory of all Oldsmobile models, options, and colors from which to choose. Hannon Oldsmobile, we are just down the road from higher prices.
Here are Fix-It experts Steve Levy and Harold Skaggs.
Harold and I usually take a few moments to have some fun during our commercials, but right now, we have some serious news for you.
Right, Steve.
Levy's has just marked down Christmas trees as low as $5 for a beautiful 5-foot to 9-foot balsam fir.
You got it.
Other trees, such as Scotch pine, white pine, and blue spruce, are also drastically reduced. These aren't picked over leftovers either. Compare them with trees costing up to $50, and you'll find that Levy's fresh-cut trees are beautiful bargains.
You bet.
The selection is still outstanding, and prices now start at just $5. So if you haven't already bought your Christmas tree, come to Levy's.
Absolutely.
Remember, Christmas trees start as low as $5 for a 5- to 9-foot balsam fir, with other trees also sharply reduced. Last-minute shoppers can save without giving up quality.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, Harold. You barely said a word. This isn't like you. Don't you have anything to add to our commercial?
Steve Bautivity Christmas tree. Steve Bautivity Christmas tree.
Christmas
Steve
tree started $5 now at all four Levy's locations, downtown, Dutchman's Lane, Dixie Highway, and on Eastern Boulevard in Clarksville.
No matter what your favorite college or university is, the College Shop is your kind of store. Big U of L fan? The College Shop specializes in officially licensed college merchandise, including Louisville. Big Blue Booster? Now you don't have to drive to Lexington to get UK items, including glassware, hats, mugs, and t-shirts. And if you're north of the river,
The College Shop is for Hoosiers, too. Buckeyes or Fighting Irish.
Time out. Here's a special message from the College Shop. For all the sports fans on your holiday shopping list, come to the College Shop for their team's hats, coats, T-shirts, clocks, and sweatshirts. Every college sports fan will love a gift from the College Shop to show their true colors with officially licensed college merchandise. The College Shop, Bashford Manor Mall, Oxmoor Center on the Mezzanine, and the Town Mall in Elizabethtown. And look for the 84 WHAS Crusade Christmas tree and leave a gift for the needy. Pick up a special Crusade Christmas card from Pip Printing, full of money-saving coupons and the chance to win round-trip airfare anywhere in the U.S. from Delta Airlines.
On 84 WHAS, 1987 was a year of cash and fabulous prizes like dream vacations. It was the year of the Triple Crown Sweepstakes, the 65 Love Affair, and the incredible prize catalog. Now, as we look toward 1988, rest assured that we'll bring you even bigger, better, more breathtaking prizes than ever before. We hope you've had a nice 87, and we know you'll have a great 88 on the station that always gives you more ways to win. 84 WHAS.
About 2.5 minutes till 6 o'clock, and we'll get you a news update. Then have Paul Harvey for you at 6:30 tonight, and then basketball starting at 6:50 p.m. I'm ducking out early. Tonight is, well, all day is my anniversary. I was just thinking about that when I was playing the Sean Penn and the Brat Pack tune that he played for Madonna. Boy, those kids could learn something from Deborah and me. We've had 3 years of nonstop love and affection in our home. Somebody hit me with a brick right now. Taking my wife out to dinner tonight. Best thing is, I'm married to a professional woman, works at Capital Holding, makes a lot of money. And on nights like this, instead of my shelling out $4,000 for dinner, she can do it because she makes a pile of money. So we're heading on to town tonight. Third anniversary already. That was fast. Fast and furious. If we keep going at this rate here, boy, I can get married 6-7 more times here, these 3-year stints. I'm just kidding her. I know she's driving home right now.
Wait till I get you.
Let's see. What number are we up to? Our program director, Gary Bruce, has been keeping a tally all afternoon as we count down the top tunes of the year.
21.
21, okay. The Channel 32 news department sends this one in. Kind of exciting. One of my favorite broadcasters of all time, who spent many years here at WHAS, was dethroned at Channel 32. A very well-liked man in the whole broadcast community, Ken Rowland. Was put aside, but the Channel 32 people put together a song for him. It's kind of a fast one, though, so don't flap your ears. You'll miss this one. It's a tribute to Mr. Rowland.
Rowland, Rowland, Rowland.
And they sang that like 400 more times, and that's all we got out of them then. What number now?
20.
That's another rather peculiar one, and it's also a pretty fast entry, too. At number 20 on our countdown list, another entry by the Wayne Perky Songbirds. It's appearing at number 20 on our year-end countdown.
Number one.
Yeah, it's not very confusing, is it? Well, that's the number one jingle at number 20 on our countdown. So we have the final 19 for you this hour. And Paul Harvey has the rest of the story. And if there's time, we'll give away a couple prizes this hour, too. We'll get to them, so stick right here with us. Continuing a 65-year tradition of service, this is 84 WHAS Louisville.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Susan Sweeney, News Radio 84 WHAS. Lawmakers have finally finished their work, and the president's signature has been added to this year's budget. News Radio 84 WHAS.
Now, practically live and all that other stuff, it's the first of far too many year-end specials looking back at a year that, frankly, I'd like to file under B for boring. Instead of just yapping about history, we'll instead rehash it through music. It's Terry Miners and Company's year-end countdown show.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter. Appreciate it. We've counted down through 50-something tunes already, and my eyeballs are spinning trying to keep up with the charts and slapping these records on these turntables. This is a tough job here, one of the roughest jobs of the year. Next to our parade show, which we do tomorrow, live from Mythical Spud Street for the Christmas Eve parade. Susan, you just did the news. What's the matter, dear?
I missed you.
You missed me?
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully nice of you. Are you coming in to hear the countdown or what?
Well, yeah, I don't have anything else to do, so I'll come listen to the countdown now.
You don't have anything else to do? You have a newscast coming up later, right?
No, I seem to have slipped up just a bit.
Oh, that's right. We have basketball.
Yes.
Basketball this evening. So your next newscast is when?
After the ball game.
So this is where you kick back and listen to the U of L game.
Oh, well,
Work.
You have to monitor the news office and keep the news up to date, but just in case, you know, a bulletin were to pop up. And what would we do if a bulletin was to pop up?
Bring it in here at once.
At once!
Boy.
Bulletins at
once. These pop quizzes, Terry, they're hard on me, you know.
We'll interrupt the ball game if necessary.
But only if absolutely necessary.
If it's a bulletin. A bulletin at once, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Even if the owner of this company's on the air talking about his golf game, if there's a bulletin, we'll say, you know, move over, Pipes, we got a bulletin.
Exactly.
That's the kind of people we are. We'll kick back and enjoy there, Miss Sweeney. Welcome. Shut the door, man. There's a draft. Thank you. 607 at 84 WHAS. Our countdown continues of the top tunes of 1987. We had 73 all told. Why? Because I saved 73. That's why we're repeating 73 of them. What number are we in now, Gary?
19.
Gary Bruce counting down the guy with the big voice there, our program director, counting him down for us. At number 19 on our chart, Hollywood, California celebrated its grand 100th birthday. And we have a Hotline to Hollywood feature on this station three times weekly. And you hear a little snippet of Doris Day's classic, Hooray for Hollywood. This time you get to hear the whole thing.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good. Up in light, all armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. Maybe only in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour you'll look like Tyrone Power.
Local Roto. My, but Doris has a way of dating that tune. Now, doesn't she? 610 and 84 WHS, counting down the top tunes of 1987, because I won't be here next week when you would normally do this after Christmas. Not trying to throw your timing off, but I'm going to take a couple of days and be with my family over the holidays, too. Let's see. Oh, we have a couple more minutes. We can knock out a few more on our list then. Thank you so much. Number 18 on our list features Miss Sheena Easton, who appeared in a Miami Vice episode a couple of weeks ago. I think she's still on there. I don't watch that program, but I think Sheena is on there to sort of boost up the ratings because Dallas has been pummeling Miami Vice on Friday nights in the ratings. So Sheena's in there, and we have a snippet of Sheena when she tells a big fat lie about how she listens to our station. So that's number 18 on our countdown. Sheena, go ahead, girl.
Hi, this is Sheena Easton, and when I'm in Louisville, I listen to WHAS.
Yeah, that sounded pretty sincere, didn't it? Came right from the bottom of her heart there.
17.
Stanley, she's married to Don Johnson on that show. As soon as they need to jack those ratings up again, I'm sure they're going to have her hosed down with a machine gun, too. So just be on the lookout for that. It's 17 in our countdown. Boy, has it been a year for Jim and Tammy Baker, huh? You know what's happened. The Jessica Hahn deal. They lost the PTL empire. They've been pushed out of homes. Tammy had her makeup bag taken away. Tammy was accosted at the border trying to go into Mexico because she didn't have proper identification. Well, it's all happened to Jim and Tammy over the year, but the guy they blame most for all their woes is Mr. Jerry Falwell. Jim and Tammy have repeatedly said on Nightline and other programs that Mr. Falwell duped them. Came in as if he'd rescue them and hold PTL in escrow until they could come back, when actually he just wanted to take it away from them. Well, Tammy wasn't going to take this sitting down. She was going to stand up and keep on crying. She put out her own tune earlier this year. It's the Ballad of Jim and Tammy, performed by those two cute kids themselves.
Now Jerry Falwell came with Trackman to Jim's home in California one fine day. They said, beware, Jim and Tammy, of a plan Jimmy Swagger is to play. We want to let you know the plot and tell you we are here to help in any way. We want to help you, Jim and Tammy, help you save your heritage, USA. Well, we will never touch your ministry. We promise was the line they gave to me. You will always be in charge of everything we put on your TV. Now you just rest and trust in us and leave your network and your show in our hands. He said, I'll give it back when we reveal the Jimmy Swagger takeover plan. Now they flew back to North Carolina in a hurry in Falwell's private jet. And at once begin their deeds that the people will never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day, and our whole team, and fired everyone with power. And Falwell, Nims, and Grossman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talked to the staff at PTL and convinced them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. They said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the grand they said were gold. They even sold Matt's doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Bob and file bankruptcy, go to court and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. Let's send Fowler back to Lynchburg and rebuild our heritage, USA. Let's send Fowler back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild heritage, USA.
Yeah, tell him, girl. Tell him, girl. Finally, the truth be known, huh? Tammy and Jim. And what a rock star. That was Jim on the pedal steel. Why hasn't he picked that up nicely? You notice in all those pictures you see of Jim and Tammy, he has the same sweater on. He must have had to run out of there, boy. Get out of here! You know, probably had the dresser on his back.
Whoop, but my sweater's in it.
Get out of here! Well, you're just...
16.
At number 16 in our countdown, another incredible story. Mr. Michael Jackson, who thrilled us with Thriller 3 or 4 years ago, and finally, at long last, all of us salivating, please, Mike, where's the next offering? It finally arrived. Bad was the name of the album. Well, every radio station in America had a copy, except for WHAS. As we pride ourselves, we, you know, most of the stations always say, we play the new hits first. Well, we say on our station, we play the new hits fourth or fifth, you know, whenever they get here in the mail. We don't care. Well, the Michael Jackson thing finally arrived, and I had to go to the bus station to pick it up. Wouldn't you know it, right when I get to the studio door, the only copy, they were only giving one copy to radio stations. As soon as I get here, I trip over Perky's hat that he leaves on the ground. I bust it. So we had to end up playing fragments of the Michael Jackson thing. I took little pieces of broken record and put them on the turntable, and this is what it sounded like. And that was one piece. Here's another piece of the Michael Jackson album. So we sort of got an idea what the new record sounded like. It was kind of embarrassing running around. You know, all the other stations, hey, we have the new Michael Jackson. Everybody tuning in, you know, calling us, where's the new Michael Jackson? You know, I got to come on and give them this kind of stuff. Guy said, what's that all? I said, well, there's more. Listen. kind of humiliating. And even this, at this late date, 2-3 months later, we still don't have a copy, thanks to that record company. A little tight with the funds there. 617 at 84 WHAS. Our countdown continues in a moment.
Are you tired of riding from video store to video store to rent the latest movies on home video? Save your gas and stop by Movies Plus. Movies Plus is Louisville's only home entertainment superstore. They have over 6,000 movies in stock and more copies of the hot hits you want to see. And Movies Plus has your favorite album, tape, or compact disc. This weekend, all their Christmas music is on sale for $6.99. Check out Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, and the Oak Ridge Boys singing your favorite Christmas tunes. Movies Plus also has a wide selection of country music that can't be beat, and at the prices you like. Just in time for your Christmas shopping, Movies Plus has Walt Disney and Paramount Home Video products sale priced from $14.95 to $24.95. Be sure to check out their cartoon videos, sale priced at $9.95. Movies Plus has everything you need for your holiday home entertainment. They have two convenient locations, 5044 Poplar Level Road and Lyles Mall, 2600 West Broadway. Hurry in today and receive a free bag of popcorn with every purchase.
If you're a big fan of family-owned and operated businesses, have I got a place for you. H&H Automotive in J-Town. Jim Henderson, the H of H&H, has been in business for 18 years, servicing cars for lots of happy customers. And for do-it-yourselfers, H&H has more than $250,000 in foreign and domestic parts. And if they don't have it, they'll try and find it for you. And mention WHAS Radio and receive an additional 10% off their already low prices on parts for your car. H&H has also invested in a new state-of-the-art computer. Each customer receives a full printout showing exactly where the problem is. Hey, no guessing, no costly mistakes or unnecessary work. And ask about their front-end alignment special at just $9.95. It's a bargain. H&H Automotive. They don't sell cars there or pump gas. They just offer the best service for your car from a family of pros. H&H Automotive on Taylorsville Road in J-Town. Jim Henderson has been in the business for 18 years, and you'll see the quality as soon as you walk in the door.
If there's a UK sports fan on your Christmas list, we have the perfect gift for you, and for only $22.50, and it lasts for the entire year. For 35 issues, Keywood on Kentucky features full-color front covers, player features, recruiting updates, and the most complete coverage of the Kentucky Wildcats. All this for only $22.50. We'll even send a gift card to acknowledge your gift. Send your check or money order for $22.50 to Keywood on Kentucky, 120 Kentucky Avenue, Lexington, Kentucky, 40502.